and is the world-famous Phil Henry Show from the El Pacifico in Southern California. And a very, very good, pleasant Thursday to you. Look, listen to this. I get all the language now.
Well, you want to do the announcing, so...
Yes, I want to. All right, well, this is it's a brand new one, Bud. Who is this?
That's Hailstrom, and it's called... Or not Hailstrom, or it's Hunter Weed.
It's called Hairbreed, you hairbrain.
And it's called Seven Enemies.
Seven Enemies. Are you guys done stroking it and grabbing it? What? Are you guys done? Yeah. And this is the world-famous Phil Henry Show with the El Pacifico. I mean, I'm General Shaw. I'm not the El Pacifico. We're in the El Pacifico. And here is Margaret Sifico.
Margaret Sifico?
Margaret Gray.
Thank you, General. And here is Robert Leonard.
Yeah, and here's Bud Dickman. And here's Mr. Henry.
Kill it! Thank you.
Thank you, God Almighty.
Yeah, you've been putting that down, Matt. Pretty good.
Group's called Hairbrained, and that's called Seven Enemies. And, it's called Hairbrained. It's called Hatebreed, you jackball.
Well, you don't see too good, do you?
Well, I was listening to Bud.
Well, you're the guy wearing the glasses.
Well, you forget. You're doing all the voices. Oh.
All right. Hatebreed and Seven Enemies. Welcome to our show, the world-famous Phil Henry Show. And we are going to have on the show today Dr. Jim Sandler to talk about the health of Hillary Clinton and stamina. You know,
well, this is a very interesting conversation. I can't wait to have this.
Yeah, I'd probably say the women have more stamina.
Yeah, they've been trying to push that one for a long time.
Well, it's true, according to Dr. Sadler, anyway.
Well, no, Dr. Sadler's got a real problem with it, but women do have more stamina because women deal with pain more than men, General.
Now, wait just a minute. When I was in Vietnam...
No, I'm not talking about when you were in Vietnam. I mean, generally speaking, women deal with more pain. I'm Margaret Gray.
Yeah, well...
I said I'm Margaret Gray.
Yay! Yeah.
And I'll prove it to you. I have to sit here every morning with you four clowns. Oh!
Yay! That is pretty good.
Yeah, it is.
Hey, Margaret, you sound like some clown.
I sound like what, a hound dog? How dare you...
All right, well, you know what?
Wait. Don't cause an argument. You did a little bit, Margaret. You went, oh. I started thinking...
Excuse me.
Margaret, come on.
Excuse me.
All right, so...
Leave the studio, Mr. Henry, against your will.
No, against his will.
Right, just relax. It's sorry, Margaret, I didn't mean to send you a hound dog. I mean, I didn't mean to...
You didn't mean to send me a hound dog, huh?
Look, Margaret, you ain't nothing but a hound dog.
You know what I'd like to do with all of you? I'd like to open up with a Gatling gun.
Wait a minute.
I'm going to get some... Is this creamer or is it... Oh, God.
What are you going to say?
I was going to say, is this creamer or semen, but I guess... Oh,
shit! God damn!
Well, you guys brought it on yourselves.
No, we didn't.
Is it creamer?
I'm sure... Well, is it bad?
It smells bad, yes.
Man, I think there's some new creamer out in the car. I left it there overnight.
Perfect.
Something wrong with your voice?
No!
Hey, Bud, what are you leaving creamer out in the car overnight?
I don't know, I forgot to bring it in.
Well, I guess that'll be bad, too. Jesus.
All right. So anyway, we'll have Dr. Jim Sadler on today. We're also going to have on Dr. Ron Turner. We got the two docs on. We have Dr. Sadler on to talk about the stamina and their forth and so on about of women. And then Dr. Ron Turner to follow up on the conversation we had last week about Uber and these self-driving cars, these driverless cars, if you will, and how that affects the self-image of humankind. Kind of interesting, huh, General?
Well, you know, this whole idea about the self-image of you, I'm not sure I quite understand it.
Well, the idea there is that if you're being driven around, you know, and there's nobody driving the car, you look kind of like someone's,
you can say it, Mr. Henry.
I mean, I didn't want to say it.
I went in on this. You're going to use a filthy word.
I'm not going to use a filthy word.
But it's a filthy concept.
It's not a filthy concept. It's a street concept. You look like someone's bitch when you're in the back seat. You know,
what kind of insanity is that?
Well, it's kind of a juvenile concept, and yet at the same, hey, there's Britt McHenry. Isn't that the one that gave all that trouble to that parking garage attendant?
Oh my God, it is. That is Britt McHenry. That's the girl that talked to the woman that was in the parking garage like she was some old sow. Do you remember that?
Are you sure that's her?
Am I sure that's Britt McHenry?
Are you sure that Britt McHenry is the one?
I don't know, but it was a blonde. It was a lovely blonde. And
I'm trying to look it up during a break.
You do that, man.
Well, what about her anyway?
Well, we just saw her on TV. She, I think she said something to that parking garage attendant, like, baby girl, lose some weight, something like that.
Well, she did. She got a little crude and a little vulgar, and if I were the parking garage attendant, I would have reached through that little slit, that's the slat thing, you know, the slit thing.
Yeah, to put the money.
Yes, I would have reached up under it and then up and then slapped her face as hard as I could until at least it loosened a tooth. Having said that, the woman was large. It needed pointing out, and she did point it out.
All right, well, I don't know anything about that.
Well, there she is right now. Yes, yeah. Britt, she's a lovely girl, so I can understand her being impatient with a big fat tub of guts. I'm sorry, Phil.
That's putting down people.
I don't mean to put anyone down, but those of us who do take care of our health...
Well, you're trying...
Don't say it, bud, or you'll drop, and you'll see your maker now.
I'm sorry.
Yes.
I'm just gonna say as fat. Well, you got. Come on.
Hey. Come on, Margaret.
Yeah. God, nails tore my face off.
That's right. There's more where that came from.
Wait a minute.
Now, if you're gonna sit there and say that Britt McHenry was right,
I didn't say that, Phil.
Yes, you did. You said the young lady was right in calling the parking attendant a big oaf, a big beast. But by the same token, was wrong.
That's what I said, yes.
And that doesn't make any sense, as usual.
Phil.
Margaret, just give it up, okay? We aren't even sure that she's the one that did it. Did you find out, Bud?
I haven't even looked it up yet. I'm still going through the files.
You get to it. All right, folks, so that's what we got coming up here on the Phil Hendry Show today. And Dr. Ron Turner about the Uber drivers. And, of course, we got Hillary Clinton's health and Donald Trump's health, which has been in the news. And again, we get back to this whole thing about, you know, me having had pneumonia, because everybody's asking me today.
Well, not everybody was. Everybody was asking you the day before yesterday. Oh, you mean everybody's asking you today?
Yes.
Oh, I thought you said everybody was.
Anyway, as I was saying, everybody was asking me today, what's the story with the pneumonia that you had as opposed to, you know, Hillary Clinton? And what I was trying to say was, I had really bad pneumonia, and she might not have had a very bad case of it.
She might have had something called walking pneumonia, right?
Yeah, there's a thing called walking pneumonia where you are able to function. But this is where we're going to have Dr. Sadler on, because there's another thing in play here. The other thing in play is that women generally tend to have more stamina. They're able to withstand.
See, that's dirty pool.
Yeah, look, I don't think that's fair. Do you believe that, Mr. Henry? Do you believe that?
You believe that, Mr. Henry? Why don't you guys just sit there and suck on it, all right?
I do have to say that I've seen women.
What the hell are you doing?
I'm scratching my throat. Do you mind?
Scratching your throat?
I'm scratching my chin.
What are you, cat?
I'm going to kick someone's ass.
Cat got your tongue, huh?
Get
out of here. We're going to be right back. World famous Phil Hendry Show, philhendryshow.com. And we'll find out at that particular point when we do finally arrive on scene again what the hell is going on with this here show.
The world famous Phil Hendry Show. That's what this here show is. From the old Pacifico and Southern California. Oh, this is very... Oh, listen how ethereal this is. I love this. Ooh.
Boy, you should know that.
Oh, God, I'm in love with this. The world famous Phil Hendry Show. Could you turn the garbage down? Okay. The world famous Phil Hendry Show from...
The world famous Phil Hendry Show from the El Pacifico.
In Southern California. We'll be right back.
Buckner's, a place where buck teeth are welcome. You know, so many of you didn't have the orthodonture that you should have had as a kid. Your parents didn't put you in there for the braces, and now you're walking around like Bucky Beaver. And you go into a restaurant, a lot of people are put off by it. They think you're going to be eating more than your fair share, or you'll be gnawing the booth in half, maybe even going after the waitress. At Buckner's, buck teeth are our business. Come on in, have yourself a seat in one of our wooden closed booths. You can probably guess the rest. We've got trees you can gnaw in half. Do you take that kind of garbage because you have buck teeth? Dr. William Brownhauser has been dealing with the Bucky Beavers of our society for many, many years. Hello, this is Dr. William Brownhauser, and as you can guess, I've got buck teeth, but that doesn't mean I can't correct those buck teeth that you have. I've decided to keep mine. Why? Because I want people to feel uncomfortable, because I want people to feel, look at that guy, he's a dentist, he's got all this money, yet he doesn't correct his buck teeth. Dr. Brownhauser, I'm the one, the Bucky Beaver Cure. The Bucky Beaver Cure at Dr. Brownhauser's. Walk in, go out, the same day you walk in looking like something out of a, Jesus. Dr. Bucky Beaver. Dr. Brownhauser. Dr. Brown, that's me. He corrects the buck in the beaver.
Oh, my God, what a vulgar, vile thing. Hello, this is Margaret Gray, and the Margaret Gray songbook is available now. Now, it's going to be selling out, even though it's a digital download, so forget about it. I forget what I just said, but I want it to sound as if it's very, very important that you buy it now. The Margaret Gray songbook is simply a list of songs that I enjoy. Songs like, I've got something for Jim. I've got something for Jim. Is it anyone's business but him? No, it's not. You remember that one? Or how about this one? There's a long way to go before we get there. And when we get there, we'll drop. And this one. Bob. When you say the word Bob. Yes, it rhymes with knob. But that's not the first thing. I'm sorry, I'm emotional.
The Margaret Gray Songbook. Get it now. And get it good. But get it.
Can you actually buy this? Is it real?
No, it isn't.
Maybe we ought to make it real.
Maybe. That's not my job, Phil. The Margaret Gray Songbook. Not available now at the Phil Henry Show website.
From what I see.
Very well famous Phil Henry Show from the El Pacifico in Southern California. Robert Leonard here with you. Got Bud Dickman over here. You all right?
Yeah, but everybody's going after me.
Mr. Henry, we got Margaret Gray. And Dr. Jim Sandler is going to join us on the newsmaker line here because, as you all know, it has been a wild and crazy thing with Hillary Clinton. She is running for president of the United States. Hillary Clinton is. And so we wanted to talk to Dr. Jim Sandler about the pneumonia that she had. Dr. Sandler, a good day here from the Phil Henry Show.
Well, it's great to talk with you, Robbie. Hello to everybody there.
How you doing, Dr. Sandler?
I'm good.
Hey, Jim.
Yes.
Dr. Sandler,
Is Margaret there?
I'm right here, Dr. Sandler.
Yeah, I am too, Dr. Sandler.
Dr. Sandler, not Dr. Sidler.
I did say it.
He said it right.
Okay, because a lot of times Dickman will say Dr. Sidler. And it doesn't, I know it's not that bad of a mistake, but...
All right, so, well, I'll talk to you about Hillary Clinton.
Yes, absolutely.
Hillary Clinton on 9/11, Dr. Sandler had to leave some of the festivities that she was, I shouldn't call them festivities, some of the observances that she was attending, she had to leave. Because all of a sudden she didn't feel right. Her mind was going. She felt foggy and all in a heap. It turned out that she had... did you hear what I just said there?
Oh, that didn't sound good. Was that your cough?
That was my cough right there. You all right? Yeah, I'm fine, but all that was just a tickle in my throat.
What do you mean tickle in your throat?
I had a tickle in my throat, man.
People will have tickles in their throat, bud.
Yeah.
What is it with you, Dickman? You don't believe in anything normal? Everything's got to be some sort of a weird, freaky thing? What if your ass itched? What, do you think some guy's putting it to you from behind?
That is fantastic.
All right, you know, you guys can sit there and finger it, because I got a long day ahead of me.
I'm trying to finger it.
Hey, look, it's Sandler. We're not fingering anything. I'm making a joke.
Hey, Dr. Sandler is our guest. We asked him to come on here, so let's treat him with respect.
Thank you very much, Phil. Thank you. That's the point exactly.
All right, I'm sorry, Dr. Sandler. I mean...
That's all right, but, you know...
Well, why does he get to say if you're going to sit there and finger it?
Because he's right, that's why.
Yeah, Mr. And you're like, hey,
you did. Your eyes bugged there for a moment, Phil.
Phil, I appreciate you defending me. I don't ever want you to get so emotional that you get the bug eye, because you know that's going to cause you give you a headache.
Yeah, okay. I didn't know it was a condition.
I've talked to you about bug eye many times. You get it all the time.
You do bug the eyeball out, Phil, when you get upset.
Okay, all right. I'll stop bugging my eyes out. Is that what gives me migraine headaches?
You get migraine headaches?
No.
Well, then it's not. God, get a load of this guy.
Hey, Phil, if you're not getting migraine headaches...
Hey, I'm talking to a guy over here.
Hey, Dr. Sadler, we only have a very limited amount of time here today, so let's stick with it. Go ahead, Robert.
Yeah. So, looking at Hillary Clinton, what do you think? What kind of, you know...
Well, I mean, you're asking what kind of pneumonia that she had?
You can't say pneumonia?
Yes, I can say pneumonia, but I try to say it in the right way. A lot of people will just slide it off their mouth like it's just garbage going off a plate into a sink, you know, pneumonia, like that. I like to say pneumonia. It's pneumonia, but it's more pneumonia.
Pneumonia?
No.
But it's like Pinocchio.
No, it's pneumonia.
All right, I've seen these kinds of things where we get sidetracked. I'd rather not. I'd rather get into what's going on with her. Specifically, is that all right, Doctor?
Yeah, okay, but let's pronounce the word right.
Well, Dr. Sadler, let's, for our purposes today, call it pneumonia.
All right.
Hey, I'm doing the interview. All right, go ahead, Robert.
So, Dr. Sadler, Dr. Clinton, I mean...
it's Hillary, it's not Dr. Clinton. Oh, baby.
All right, he made a mistake. Dr. Sadler, Dr. Leonard. My name is Mr. Leonard. That's Dr. Sadler. Mrs. Clinton.
Hey, all right. We got it all going on.
All right, can we knock off the satire and the sarcasm and get to it here? I'm trying to ask you, did she have... What kind of pneumonia did she have?
Well, she could have had a very serious brand of pneumonia. But it looks to me, given the fact, as Phil was saying, that she was able to go to her daughter's apartment and she was able to rest, take some liquids. She was able to have her brow, you know, the fevered brow to be fanned. She took in some liquids and was hydrated properly. I would have to say that she had a very light form of pneumonia. And again, you don't have to pronounce it that way. I'm doing the medically correct way. Now, Phil, I heard you say that she must have had a very light, or she could have a very serious pneumonia, and her stamina is good. Isn't that what you said?
Yeah, that's what Phil said.
Yes, sir.
What was that about?
I'm just saying that's what I guess what I'm saying, Dr. Sadler, excuse me, is what do you think about that? Because I find that hard to believe.
Oh, we're going to have a battle of the sexes here, are we?
No, we're not. No, we're not.
No, Margaret, what I'm saying is this. Thank you for clearing that up, General. So you agree with me that sounds like a lot of horse dung. And I don't mean to say that, Phil, but...
Well, you just said it.
Well, here's the thing. Women have stamina, yeah, but men do too. And when you say that women have more stamina, and look at Hillary Clinton, she has tuna pneumonia, and she is out walking around and dancing a jig. You know, I'm being funny, but she's out there and she's going, hey, yeah, you know, and it's not affecting her. That is something that humiliates a man and makes a man feel less of himself. I think Donald Trump reacted the way that he did by releasing the medical records that he has to say, well, she may have a lot of stamina, but look at how, you know, healthy I am.
All right, well, let's get over to his medical records. Not that you've seen them or that anybody's seen them. I don't even know if Dr. Oz has seen them.
By the way, that Dr. Oz, I got money that says that's a phony baloney name and that he's phony baloney. And the reason why I say that...
Well, I don't want
to... No, we can't get into besmirching a man's reputation.
I'm not besmirching anything, but if a guy's name is Dr. Oz, please. Are you telling me you buy that?
I think it's entirely... The man's first name is Mehmet. So there is obviously some Middle Eastern or Mediterranean influence.
Yeah, uh-huh. All right.
I don't want to get into the validity of the guy's medical degree. Let's talk about Donald Trump, okay? Now, you heard what was said. He has a body mass and a fat-to-body ratio, whatever the hell it is, that he's slightly obese.
Well, look, Donald Trump has his own problems. There's no question about it. You mentioned Philly, 6'2", eyes are blue. Oh, shoot, I'm getting stuck.
Now, let's not get stuck in that thing, okay?
Yeah, it's 5'2", not 6'2".
Doesn't matter. Every time I say that, Phil is making me say that.
Phil, you are controlling what we're saying.
Yeah, but I don't know what we're going to do about it.
I'm not controlling anything. 6'2".
Eyes of blue. Fuck!
Look, Henry, just make a clean break of it.
All right. He's 6'2".
That's 6'2". He's got a 3.0 body fat, I guess, or whatever, body mass. That's it. He's slightly obese. He's not just fat. He's slightly obese. So he says that he's 6'2", 200 and... I think he said he's 236 pounds. I agree with you, Phil, in your estimation, not that you're a doctor. And I probably should back up and say he's 6'2", 236 pounds, so he says. And even though Phil said that sounds like horse dung, I'm not going to refer to that because he ain't no doctor. Excuse me for saying he's not a doctor. I think it's horse dung.
What is the point? That Donald Trump is lying?
I think Donald Trump is lying. I think, and I support Donald Trump. I want you to know politically I support him. But I think in this instance, he's a lying, crawling, dirty...
Well, this sounds emotional.
Yeah, why is it emotional?
Well, I'm a doctor, and I have to back up a man that I admire very much. And now he comes out and says, oh, yeah, I'm 6'2", and I'm eyes of blue. Oh, what the...
Come on, guys!
I can't help it, Mr. Henry.
Well, we're just 6'2".
6'2"? Right, thank you. And he is 6'2". 239 pounds, he's a dirty, crawling, lying, thieving, scum sucker.
And yet you admire this man politically.
Yes, and yet, yes, Ms. Gray, you don't have to make a big dramatic thing out of it. So,
I'm not making anything dramatic. You have yet to address the point about the stamina of Hillary Clinton.
The problem I'm having here is that if Hillary Clinton has more stamina, because she had pneumonia, and yet she's walking around, a guy like Henry gets pneumonia, and he's flat on his back, which ain't saying much, but Henry's a man. He's a man, a full-grown man. And he gets pneumonia, he's flat on his back, and she's walking around like, hey, yeah. Like she's dancing down the street like it's an episode of Fame. And I feel it's wrong, and I feel it needs to be corrected.
All right, well, how do you correct it? What do you mean corrected? If the woman has stamina, the woman's got stamina.
Well, she's got stamina, but...
But what?
I just, you know...
All right, you don't really have much to say about that.
I can say that... No, I don't.
And technically, you'd have to say she's probably got better health than Donald Trump.
What are you? What? I mean...
But do you see that, Miss Annie?
If she's walking around doing fine, and...
Nobody says she's doing fine.
All right, well, if she's walking around with this pneumonia, then and she's still walking around, she's going about her appointed rounds, whatever the hell, obviously she's got enough stamina to sort of fight through this disease. On the other hand, or illness. On the other hand, you have Donald Trump, who is 6'2", 230-something pounds. He's claiming. He's probably not being truthful about that. He's probably more. He's technically obese, and all he can manage is to sit there on a couch staring at Dr. Oz.
Right, and the other thing about Trump, he's obese technically, so he sits there on a couch leaning forward on his elbows, breathing heavily, pretending like everything's good, but his face is the color of one of these L.A. Angel batting helmets. I mean, just like he's got the worst sunburn, and his face is just puffed out red. And then on top of that, you know, he hasn't done any real. He's not doing any strenuous work. The last time anybody seen him play golf was a few years ago, and he's big and fat. And
well, the problem with Donald Trump are the things that he wears when he's golfing. He tucks his shirt in, and so the big fat ass, you know, excuse my language, but he's got the big rear end.
Exactly. And that, you know, as a man that supports him, I see him with the big ass, I go, man, ow, you know.
And that goes to the stamina thing.
Well, why is that?
Because if it hurts me, if it proves that men have no stamina against looking at Trump's big ass while he's playing golf, and yet the women are out there, and it's an episode of Fame, and they got them up in the pneumonia. See what I'm saying?
No, I don't see what you're saying. And by the way, you struggling with pneumonia.
I'm not struggling with the word pneumonia, Mr. Henry. I'm saying that...
I'm not saying technically it's pneumonia. Yeah.
Oh, I see.
That's right. Technically it is. So the solution to the problem, in my opinion, is to have Donald Trump walking around Greenwich Village, slapping hands, singing, dancing, something like that. Only keep a jacket on so you don't see the big ass, you know, flying all over the place. And then have Hillary Clinton sit on the, Ahmed Oz or whatever the hell the show. What's that guy's name?
Mehmet Oz, I think.
Mehmet Oz? What the hell is going on? What is wrong with this country? Next thing you know, Aladdin's going to be out there with his lamp. Yeah, right there, what the man said there. So,
all right, let's forget your racist and your, whatever.
What?
Your bigotry, and let's get down to brass tacks here. So then she's going to be on the Oz show doing what?
Leaning forward on her elbows and going, and looking like hell on earth.
And having more stamina doing it.
God damn it.
Yeah, because by your logic, Dr. Sadler, when Donald Trump goes dancing down the sidewalks of Greenwich Village with, in your words, the big ass, he'll collapse. He won't be able to do it.
Say that again.
You know what she said, and she's right. By your logic, because he doesn't have the stamina of Hillary Clinton, he'll be dancing down the sidewalks of Greenwich Village and collapse.
I didn't say he didn't have the stamina.
But there's a chance he doesn't.
There is a chance, yeah.
All right, Dr. Sadler, thank you very much for being on the program.
Well, I don't want to leave. You know, it sounds like I'm leaving the impression that I think she's got more stamina. But I guess it does, and I don't mean to do that. So
Well, then why don't you do something to write that, you know, observation or that impression?
I can't, because I don't have enough information at my fingertips. If I had the information at my fingertips, that and that alone would help me, but I can't.
All right, Dr. Jim Sadler, talking to us from San Diego. Dr. Sadler, thank you.
Thank you very much. Have a wonderful...
Phil Henry Show, philhenryshow.com. Any thoughts?
Yeah, my thoughts are these. My thought is these.
Well, pick one.
All right, my thought is these. Sadler shouldn't have gotten out of bed this morning. How about that? That for all the good he did anybody.
Well, Dr. Sadler did say one thing, that Hillary Clinton, as a woman, would have more stamina. And even with pneumonia, she would be able to, yes, she did, walk down the sidewalks of New York and look very healthy doing it, or at least look like she's not going to collapse, whereas Donald Trump, who is technically obese, was wheezing and leaning on his elbows there on the Oz Show. We'll be right back. World famous Phil Henry Show.
Well, Phil, it sounds like you're being very unfair, but...
That world famous Phil Henry Show from the Yale Pacific on Southern California is going to be right back right after this. You just wait and see.
Mark Brownhauer here for the Brownhauer Newsletter. What's going on in Washington? Why is Wall Street collapsing under the weight of debt? And what can you do about it? How about nothing? When you read the Brownhauer Newsletter, you'll find out that the world is coming to an end, you'll lose all of your money, even if you tie it up in gold, and there's nothing your sad ass can do about it. Mark Brownhauer, for 35 years, has been predicting the economy of the United States wrongly, and he can do it for you, no matter what you're in. Stocks, bonds, hot water, you can get out using the Mark Brownhauer method. Along with the newsletter, he uses a method of being able to equate your money to that of tea leaves or dirt or something that you can trade, like pelts or skins. Imagine that, trading pelts, trading hides. You can make your weight in gold, or at least your weight in hides, by going into hide trading. Mark Brownhauer's Hide Trader Manual will show you how. Mark Brownhauer has been an entrepreneur for at least 31 years. Before that, we aren't saying, there was a prison sentence. Mark Brownhauer, trade hides, trade pelts, buy gold, buy stocks, lose it all. Mark Brownhauer is just a substitute. I'm just mumbling a bunch of stuff. Doesn't mean anything.
Yeah, man, here's G-Eazy, baby. Welcome back to the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
These things happen.
The El Pacifico in Southern California.
Yeah. I'm Margaret Gray.
And I'm General Caleb Shaw.
Now, I got on here, you can get on Dr. Ron Turner. I'll tell you what, Uber has just been debuted there in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. And I know that Dr. Turner, sure, I'll tell you what, man, but yet it's got you freaking out, doesn't it?
Well, I'll tell you, Bud, it does have me freaking out a little bit, because while the Uber, as you call it, or not the Uber, you don't call it, I mean, everyone calls it the Uber, but while the driverless Uber is out there running around and running people around in the automobiles, of course, they're feeling, as we said earlier, like they're someone's bitch, like they're someone's old hat, just an old coat that someone puts on and is eventually going to be discarded for a new coat, and... You know, we don't want people to feel that way.
Let me jump in. Dr. Turner, it's Phil Henry.
Yes, Phil.
I just wanted to ask you, so you have here a situation where people are sitting in the backs of Ubers, as you mentioned, as some of our guests have mentioned, feeling like, and I'll go ahead and say it.
You know, I don't like the language, Dr. Turner.
Oh, I don't either, but I think we can't refuse to accept the situation.
Yeah, feeling like someone's bitch while they're being driven around in a driverless car.
Right. Now, we have come up with, at the Senegar Institute, which is where I work part-time here in Cloverdale, Colorado, Phil, when I'm not working at the Mount Meadow Observatory, we've come up with a few options of behavior for people. If you're driving around in an Uber that is a driverless Uber, meaning you're in the back seat of a driverless car and you feel as if you're being just taken anywhere, you are being carted wherever the car feels like it's going to take you, you feel as if you are not in control of your own destiny.
I got to jump in. I've never heard anything more jackball in my life. I would not feel that way.
You're quite certain of that, General.
Well, yes. I mean, what's the problem?
General, just think about it. You get into an Uber, and there's no driver, and you go, yeah, take me here. Now you're in a back seat, and there's no driver. It looks like the car is taking you to where it wants to take you to... have its way with you, or...
What do you mean, have its way with me? Do you people hear yourselves? An automobile... Let me tell you this. My name is General Galen Shaw. Any car, let alone any human being, any car that thinks it's going to turn me into its, parlor bitch...
Shit.
I don't know. I think the entire thing is a little overwrought.
Well, I want to hear what Dr. Turner has to say about this. So what is, for people who are fearful that they're going to appear like, what did you call it, General? Someone's parlor bitch.
Well, you know, Phil, there are those of us who don't want to be looked like. You know,
what do you mean to be looked like?
I mean, there are those of us who don't want to look like they are. Someone snaps their finger, and I got to go run off and buy them magazines and cigarettes. I think you know what I'm talking about.
God damn, you're talking about a jail bitch.
That's right. And
so driving around in a driverless Uber makes me look like someone's jail bitch.
No, it doesn't. It makes you look like that car's jail bitch, and that's what we're trying to say.
This is utterly ridiculous. So you're driving around in a driverless Uber, and it's convenient, it costs you less, and isn't that about the self-image of the person in the car?
Well, this is why we're saying, if you're in a driverless Uber, and you can affect a certain body language, put your arm out the window, smile, pretend not that you're the car's, excuse my language, Margaret, not that you're the car's bitch, but that there is a coolie pulling you in a rickshaw.
Okay, see,
what are you talking about, coolie in a rickshaw?
I'm telling you.
Now, see, you're going to get people thinking you're all racist.
How could I be racist when there isn't a coolie pulling you in a rickshaw? You're just thinking that way. Do you understand?
Yeah, all right. So I'm thinking a coolie's pulling me in a rickshaw.
What look on your face would you have if a coolie was pulling you in a rickshaw? Phil?
What do you mean, Phil?
Well?
Go ahead, Phil. He's talking to you. I don't know. What do you mean, what?
You would have a smile on your face. Your arm would be sitting on the ledge of the window or whatever, and you'd be smiling, and yeah, here I am. I'm in, you know, here I am in old Pittsburgh, and there's some guy with a straw hat.
All right, so you got to conjure an image from the past of a coolie past, of a time when there was almost indentured servants running us around.
No, not indentured, no. Well, I don't know if there were indentured servants in the Old West when the coolies were building the railroads, but what's wrong with feeling as if you have it all over the car and the car doesn't... We're trying to change attitude.
All right, so in other words, rather than think that you are the car's jail bitch or parlor bitch, you are... the car is your coolie.
Yes, the car is your skinny coolie in sandals.
Why do you have to bring up this kind of imagery?
What imagery are you talking about?
You're bringing up all kinds of very radical imagery. Like, if I'm in a car with no driver, I must feel like I'm about to get raped. If I want to feel like I'm in charge of the car, then it's some indentured Asian coolie, as they used to call them, you know, pulling me around in a rickshaw.
Oh, God damn, man. I'm talking to a guy over here.
Hey, Dr. Turner, talk to me.
All right, well, do you have to put it like that? You know?
Yeah, I've got to put it like that, because that way you put it.
What?
You have to put it like that because that's the way you put it.
I'm simply trying to give people a way out, Phil. A way out for the first time of their lives.
What are you talking about, a way out? If I want to feel good in a driverless car, I can sit there and just go, hey, yeah, I'm in a driverless car. Look at this. Look what I bought.
And you wouldn't feel like the car is taking you somewhere.
Well, where's the car going to take me?
I told you. To where others of its kind... Now, just stay with me on this one.
Oh, come on.
No, stay with me. Where others of its kind congregate, and the next thing you know, you've got a lot of nervous humans standing around in a circle, and they are encircled by these driverless cars, and I think in some of them, their pants are...
And their pants are off.
Yes.
And I suppose the cars pulled the pants off of them.
Oh, wow. No, the cars didn't pull their pants off. I'm saying the attitude. There is a bi-belt. There is a mind meld. Somehow the car, you know, I understand you don't get what I'm saying.
Not only do I not get what you're saying, I think I do get what you're saying, only in the sense that you don't want me to get it.
What does that mean?
In other words, you're nuts.
Oh, I'm nuts.
Yeah, and to sit in a driverless car and think, wow, I really feel like people are going to laugh at me and think I'm being taken off to where all the other driverless cars are to be, passed around and raped or whatever. I have to see this thing.
Now, Phil, I know you, but you almost said I have to see this thing, you know.
Yeah, I know. I have to see this thing as a coolie.
Well, you don't have to do that. Just pretend like I got it all going on. This car does what I want it to do. And whatever I want to do with this car is nobody's business but my own. But I can assure you the car will do my bidding. What about that? Eh?
Well,
I don't know. I've got to kick that one around.
Yeah, Ron, we thank you very much.
Wait a minute. You're not even the host of the show. Are you calling the shots?
Yeah, I've got to call the shots because Phil right now looks... He looks like he's stunned. He's got the eyeballs bugging out, and we're worried about him.
My eyes aren't bugging out. I'm just thinking about what you said, and
it's not adding up.
Oh, it's not? Well, I'm Dr. Ron Tarter from Mountain Meadow Observatory. I have a degree in astrophysics. I'm an astronomer, and I sure don't need you five people sitting there and your varying degrees of head size, and if you know what I'm saying.
What do you mean of head size? Are you talking about... being macro or microcephalic?
I'm saying whatever your problem. If your ears are bigger than your heads, I think we've got a problem. But I don't think I've ever really...
All right, Dr. Tarter, thank you very much.
Oh, I'm getting hurried off the air.
If your ears are bigger than your head, that's an insult. And also, I don't like the jokes given what's happening right now with the Zika virus.
Well, that's something else, okay? What if you're driving around in the back of that thing and people are looking at you like you have Zika?
Any thoughts?
Well, I think that Dr. Tarter, I can understand the whole discussion about Hillary Clinton's, what do you call it?
Hillary Clinton's pneumonia and her competence as a presidential candidate.
Yeah, that's it. I can understand that. That's a very, very, very valuable conversation to have. But man, I don't get at all this stuff about being passed around a campfire or having a car have its way with me.
You gotta understand something. In the new day of the new technology and the way things are going, everybody's afraid. They're afraid of machines. Yeah, that's it. They're afraid of the machine taking over.
Oh, is that right? Well, isn't that just a nice, tidy little science fiction novel? Afraid of the machines taking over. Why don't you guys get a clue and understand that some people just gotta make something out of nothing?
Yeah, I agree with that.
I would have to agree with that as well, Margaret.
My feelings are this. Hillary Clinton, I believe, is a very viable candidate for president. Donald Trump is a fat, wheezing oaf. I'm Margaret Gray.
Yay.
Yeah.
World famous Phil Henry Show in the El Pacifico in Southern California. Executive produced by Phil Henry for Sempre Incorporated. All rights reserved on Podcast One.
Look at a fat... You know what? The only wheezing oaf around here.
How dare you?